I think this show's listeners are the sort of people who read books. I just finished a book. No, it's not my first, but I am enthusiastic about it. So let's have New World Notes' first ever book report. Fanfare, please. For Death of the Liberal Class by Chris Hedges. Okay, with a fanfare like that, this had better be good. Chris Hedges is a journalist and essayist. He grew up in New England and upstate New York. His father was a Presbyterian minister, and from his father, Hedges learned an important lesson. If you take a virtuous, principled stand that is unpopular, don't expect any reward in this world. In fact, expect to be punished. Since we are called upon to pursue virtue, you take the principled stand anyway. His father was fired by more than one white, rural, conservative congregation for his support of the civil rights movement. Likewise, Chris Hedges was fired by the New York Times and booed off the stage while giving a college commencement address. In both cases, for arguing that no good will come from the U.S.'s then new wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Hedges describes these two fiascos memorably in his new book, Death of the Liberal Class, published by Nation Books in 2010. Incidentally, after Hedges was heckled and booed at the commencement at Rockford College, and finally removed from the stage by campus security, the local paper gave the story the headline, "Speaker Disrupts Graduation Ceremony." And you can read about it in the book. Death of the Liberal Class started out as a critique of the press. As Hedges sees it, the press always serves the ruling elite, but by now it has degenerated into almost nothing but propaganda for the elite interests. Hedges has a good deal of personal experience here, having spent a decade or so abroad as war correspondent for the Times. As with Brit journalist Robert Fisk, Hedges' experiences covering wars in the Middle East and Yugoslavia inspired a hatred, a loathing of all war. Some unlucky people may be forced to pick up a gun to defend themselves, their families, and their communities from being massacred by invaders. Hedges is not exactly a pacifist. But he stresses that picking up a gun brings out the worst in everybody, the defenders as well as the attackers, the defending Kosovars as well as the invading Bosnian Serbs. Pick up a gun, and next thing you know, it's the convenient scapegoats that are being killed, not the enemy invaders. Hedges saw plenty of this in the former Yugoslavia in the 1990s, and he describes the horrors well in this book. I guess it's obvious to all of us, at least all of us who are listening to this broadcast, that when the people in charge decide to serve their own economic interests by launching a nice little war, anti-war views are almost completely banished from the corporate-controlled press, and banished even more from the other corporate-controlled media. We've seen plenty of this since 2001. After completing his book on the press, Hedges decided that his focus had been too narrow. It's not just the press that has betrayed the American people. All of the so-called liberal institutions that once served as a buffer between the rapacious elite and the average Joe have been destroyed, or muzzled, or have simply sold themselves out to the highest bidder. Hedges' book shows, in turn, how these institutions betrayed the people. The press, the universities, the theater and the other arts, the labor unions, liberal Christianity, and, Judas among Judases, the Democratic Party. In the Great Depression of the 1930s, These institutions put a lot of pressure on government to intervene to help the poor, besieged American people. And Roosevelt and others in government responded to that pressure. Today, these liberal institutions are either doing nothing or else actively aiding the elite in their plunder of the rest of us. I've read 3 or 4 of Hedges' books, and this is hands down my favorite. In large part, that's because it is full of fascinating specific details, of concrete particulars. He shows us clearly and concretely what American society was like in the 1920s, 1930s, 40s, 50s. He tells fascinating stories about the government's World War I propaganda machine, the rise of corporate public relations, the Federal Theater Project, and other great ideas of the New Deal, the militant labor unions of the old days, how artists and art museums stopped all social criticism, indeed all social relevance, in return for big bucks in grants from the foundations, about the reality of war for the citizens on the ground. Some of this wealth of specifics comes from library research, which Hedges has digested and presented well indeed. Some comes from the media. Some comes from his own observations and experiences as a citizen, a reporter, a war correspondent. Some of my favorite parts come from recent informal interviews Hedges has done. He's picked up the phone and talked with political scientist Sheldon Wallin, Afghani democracy crusader Malalai Joya, Ralph Nader, Noam Chomsky, Norman Finkelstein, Jeremy Scahill, Father Daniel Berrigan, remember him? And virtual reality pioneer Jaron Lanier. These are brilliant, very perceptive people. Even the virtual reality guy. And Hedges stands aside and lets them speak. In January, we played a 2-part interview with Hedges, and there he talked about various themes from this book. Even if you heard that interview, and especially if you heard it and liked it, I think you'll like the book even more. I found its wealth of details and specific examples very interesting indeed. And these examples touch on practically the entire span of our experience. Art, education, history, politics, books, movies, newspapers, labor, war, religion, betrayal. And by the way, the last chapter is titled Resistance. Chris Hedges, Death of the Liberal Class, published 2010 by Nation Books. On a scale of 1 to 5, I rate this book a 5. I borrowed it, hardbound, from my local public library. I recommend that you borrow the book, buy the book, or, best of all, buy the book for your public library. One last time, Chris Hedges, Death of the Liberal Class, and thanks for listening to The Book Report.